The tackle spinning wheel shown here was used in the operation of small motorboats in Skagafjörður right after 1900. It's made of wood and is in two parts. Actually, it's two spinning wheels that were used for twisting two threads into a line or thin cable. The line was used for the baseline of multi-hooked fishing lines and for hand tackle. The baseline is a line between floats on the fishing line and the rock, holding it onto the sea bottom. This tackle spinning wheel could twist three strands together, which was a common number for hand tackle. The strands were spun from hemp on a specially designed hemp spinning wheel. Either three or five people worked on the tackle spinning wheel, depending on the length of tackle to be spun together. The spinning was done first with one part of the spinning wheel and then with the other. The thread shortened with twisting and must therefore be transferred onto the part with wheels. Until the latter part of the 19th century, nearly all hand tackle was home-produced. Most of this work was discontinued around 1900 or thereabouts. The tackle spinning wheel was then relegated to the old tradition, cottage industry, and working methods that soon died out when the manufactured fishing tackle completely took over.